Roisin Jordan, the new chairperson of Tyrone GAA. First of all, how does that sound?
Sounds good, Paddy. So it does. I am. I'm delighted. I'm delighted and I'm honoured to have been elected as the new chairperson of Tyrone.
And not only that, the first ever lady to be elected a chairperson of a county board in the history of the GAA. That's once again, Tyrone first for something.
Yes, Tyrone's leading again, so they are when they've elected a female, but it's great. It's great for the association. It's just opening the way of maybe for other women, you know, and the clubs have elected, you know, they've elected me tonight, and I thank them for it and thank them for giving me the opportunity to lead in Tyrone in 2015.
And down through the years, Tyrone have always been the leaders when it comes to ladies coming into county board, to coming into clubs and that as well. You're vastly experienced, 5 years in the CCC, you know, and obviously club work before that. So, you know what's expected here.
Oh, I do. There's a lot of hard work has to go in with, you know, particularly for secretaries in clubs, which whenever I started, work was not as much. But as the years progressed, you know, it did build up. For ladies coming into any subcommittee on the county board, it is brilliant. It's great to see.
Now, you're going to head up the GAA in Tyrone, a huge organisation, really. Are you looking forward to the challenges?
Oh, yes, I am. I am looking forward to the challenges, and there probably will be plenty of challenges, but we'll take them, everything as it comes. We'll take our time and we'll work through all decisions and hopefully come out the other end and do well.
What would your hopes be? I know Kieran had 5 years there, and perhaps disappointingly for him, there wasn't much in terms of success on the park for Mickey Hart's side. Is that something maybe you'd like to see, you know, the good times return again?
Oh, yes, I definitely would be in favour of the good times return. You know, the lads now, their transition is nearly complete now, so it is. So I'd like to see them producing now on the field.
And this is going to be a big year. The first year for you is going to be massive as well, with Egan O'Farrell taking up the role as president of the GAA as well. And he's a very good friend of Tyrone and of Ulster, obviously.
Oh, he certainly is. In fact, Egan sent me a text message this evening wishing me all the best and looking forward to, if everything went well tonight, working with me.
Your family won't see you for maybe 5 years. How do they feel about all this?
Well, they're very much behind me. So they are. They've always been very much behind me. We've had a chat before I did decide to put my name forward. So I had a chat, and you know, they're all growing up. The youngest is 21. The eldest girl's married, and you know, they're not babies anymore. So
well,
they're not.
They haven't had you for 5 years anyway.
Exactly, because the thing is, with the chair of the CCC, it was always, you know, they come in and say, "Where's Mammy tonight?" And Daddy would say, "Oh, she's away to a meeting. Oh, she's away to a football match." So. You know, they're used to me not being there all the time, but they can cope.
The CCC was a difficult role. Can you see chairperson of the county board being a wee bit easier or harder?
Not too sure, because on you know what, in the CCC, like, it really was, there was a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. So there was, especially when it come to fixtures and, you know, and even in the championships and trying to get, you know, that sorted out, you know, and then trying to work along with the other codes and making sure there was no overlap, you know, with games and whatever. I think the CCC would to me would be the most hard working committee, so it would. Chairperson, well, all I could do is wait and see.
And I know Kieran was a big supporter of obviously integration and moving forward, not only with the ladies' code but with Camogie, and of course everything here was in Gervahi as well, being very much integrated. And I'm sure as a female you can accept the needs of the lady sports people and those involved in associations.
Oh, definitely. We need everybody involved, so we do, and we need to work with every code, because if we don't work with every code, you know, that's when we start falling into trouble, so it is. But no, I am definitely eager to work with all codes, so I will, and I will meet with them all, you know, in my new term now, so I will.
And exciting times here at Gervahi, the new stand already started. It's not a case of Tyrone just sitting waiting on things to happen. They make things happen. Obviously, with the like new, they've made something historic happen as well.
Oh, definitely. They are a progressive county, so they are. They really are a progressive county, and let's hope that, you know, as we go along, that things start falling into place and we start winning, you know, in seniors, in under 21s too, and back to minors. You know, we want to cover and try and get as much silverware on the table. It'll not be long now going round to the McKenna Cup. So
your first official engagement, really, on the 4th of January, taking your seat in the athletic grounds as a chairperson. Does it ring good with you? It sounds good.
It does sound good, and I have to say, like, you know, the counties, I've had a lot of support all day the day. There's been a lot of good wishes, and everybody's wished me best, you know, and especially people from Armagh, from Derry, you know, and Antrim and all. They've all sent me the best of wishes, and I am looking forward to it. I really am looking forward to the first game, and hopefully from that on we'll be winning the whole way.